Mayor Legal, you're speaking with Aaron. How may I help you?
Hiya, just tried to phone me.
Hiya.
It's Mary Gibson.
Hi, Mary. This is Aaron. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
That's good. Mary, I was just giving you a call in regards to your Scottish redress application that you've started with ourselves.
Great.
Okay, do you have around about 10 to 15 minutes to have a chat with yourself at all?
Yes, that's fine.
That's perfect. Thank you very much, Mary. Just for data protection, can you confirm your address for me, please?
75 Parkside Street, Recife, KY11 2LU.
Perfect. And the password on your account is Stevie.
That's correct.
Perfect. Okay, so, Mary, what I'm here to do, I'm part of the investigation team here at MMA Legal. What I'm here to do is basically gather and build a picture of yourself from obviously your time in care and also how it may affect you possibly to this day. What I'm to do is just gather as much evidence as I can and build the best case that I can to present to the Scottish Government. So what I'm going to start off by doing is just asking a series of questions, okay?
Right.
Alright, so just so I've got the best knowledge about yourself, Mary, have you ill or are you currently dealing with any mental health issues at the minute?
Yes.
Okay, and what is it that you may be experiencing?
Flashbacks and problems I had years ago.
Okay. And have you informed your doctor of this at all?
Yes, I'm on medication.
Okay. Okay, and how long would you say you've been dealing with this for?
This has been on for years.
Approximately, how long would you say, 20, 30 years maybe?
20.
Okay. Right, then, are you receiving any counselling or anything at the minute?
No.
Okay, and do you drink any alcohol or take any recreational drugs at all?
No.
Okay, and one question I do have to ask you, and I do apologise in asking this, as I said, it's just to gather the best knowledge you can about yourself. Have you ever tried to self-harm or take your own life, Mary?
Yes.
Okay, and when may that have been?
About 34 years ago.
Okay. And what was it in that moment that, what was that moment for you?
Everything must have been going right. I just felt I don't deserve to be here.
Yeah, no, I'm sorry that you come to that emotion. It's not the nicest place to be in, you know, I myself being human, I've been there myself, it's not the nicest, I do understand it fully. What was it that did you try and take your own life, was it, or was it self-harm?
I took an overdose.
Okay, and was you ever hospitalised for that overdose?
Yes.
Okay, do you remember what hospital you may have gone to?
It was the Garrick Hospital in Stranraer, but it's not there anymore.
Okay. Okay. What area was that in, sorry?
That was in Stranraer, Dumfries and Galloway.
Okay. Could you potentially spell that one for me?
Spell what?
The area of where the hospital was.
Dumfries. The hospital was in Stranraer. Sorry. It's S-T-R-A-N-R-A-R-A-E-R. Stranraer.
Right, yeah, I've got that one here, yeah, okay. So I'm just thinking whether we could potentially pull medical records from an NHS institution itself, even though the hospital is no longer there. There might be, as I have designated NHS, that might have like archives, right, where them archives could have gone. So I'll have a look into that and see what institution I could potentially use.
Well, we've actually built a new hospital here. It's the Dalrymple Hospital.
Dalrymple Hospital, okay.
Yes, we built a new one and we knocked the one down.
Okay, is that Galloway Community Hospital now?
Yes.
Is it? Okay, that's a problem. I shall... The worst thing that they can do and come back is say we've got no record. That's the worst thing that they can do, but at least we can send off the request and see what potentially could come back.
Right.
I was making note that this hospital was not... down and be placed with Galloway Community Hospital. Okay, and I just want to say as well, thank you very much for your honesty in telling me that. I know it just takes some courage and some bravery to do so. So thank you for that, because as I said, it does take a lot. Some people don't admit it, some people don't want to talk about it. I do apologise for, you know, potentially bringing their memories up in that moment.
No, that's okay.
But as I said, the more knowledge I can get about your time and care and the effects that has had throughout your life, the bigger and much more of a case that I can build for yourself. Yeah, so thank you, Mary. Can I grab the GP details of where you're registered at, please?
My GP, the Park Road Surgery in Rosslare.
In Rosslare, yeah.
Yes.
Okay, I've got that one. And how long have you been registered there for? Okay, perfect. Not a problem. Okay, and just whilst you are on the topic of GPs and stuff, do you have any health issues like COPD or anything like that?
Yes, I've got COPD.
Okay.
I've got type 1 diabetes.
Okay, thank you very much for that.
I had cancer.
Oh no, did you? I'm sorry to hear that. How long ago was that?
I got it removed a year and a half ago.
And how are you feeling from that? Are you in a much better place at the minute?
No.
No?
No.
Okay. I understand when it comes to cancer, it's like you've got to wait like 5 years, haven't you, before you can get like some sort of like all clear?
Yes.
Oh. Okay. So have you had like recent tests or anything for any further comebacks or anything like that?
I see my cancer specialist every 3 months.
Okay. Okay, thank you very much for that. As I said, this will all go within your file, do you know what I mean? I wouldn't say every detail, so obviously we like to keep some, you know, all of our things private and confidential, but we use the most essential information that we think will benefit your case. For example, COPD is a massive factor that can be caused through, you know, stress in itself and trauma. You know, whether some factors in regards to triggering cancer cells from stress and trauma, you know, heightened heart rates. You know, I understand we're all born with cancer in our bodies, and it only takes something so small to trigger it. You know, and this, you know, can, you know, play a massive part in what you've been through, you know, the trauma and abuse that you've faced. So yeah, thank you for sharing them details with me.
That's my pleasure.
When it comes to your care settings, Mary, I've got here closed burn assessment centre, is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay, and was you there for roughly around about 3 years, was it?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm sure that it was, I went in when I was what, it's either 11 or 12, and I was there till I was 15.
Okay, I think I've got that one over here. Yeah, that was Closed Burn House, Dumfries and Galloway. I've got that one. Okay. Okay, Mary, so with them, the care setting records and your medical records, when we send off a request for them, for us obtaining that information, when we do receive it, would you want us to share them records with yourself at all?
No.
Okay.
No, that's fine.
Okay. So Mary, this journey that you and I are about to embark on, this is going to be around about a 6 to 12 month journey. The Scottish Government has given us an application number for your redress scheme and listed you as a vulnerable citizen. Obviously from your time in care. So what all this means is we are going to present the biggest and best case that we can to the Scottish Government. In order to, first and foremost, fight for an official apology from the Scottish Government, for obviously the recognition of, you know, your unlawful time and care, but also, you know, fight for financial compensation for yourself as well, Mary, which is rightly deserved. Throughout this process, as I said, there is going to be about 6 to 12 months. I am going to be updating you every 4 to 5 weeks with an update on how the case is travelling, where we're at, you know, what we're doing for you, and then I'll also let you know when the hearing date will be. Now, the hearing is done behind closed doors, so you or I don't have to attend anywhere. It's all done behind closed doors. So all I'll be inform you on is the date of when it's going to be taking place and also the result of it all as well.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay, so nice and easy for yourself. Obviously, we don't want to be putting you through any, shit difference with any more panels. You know, yourself and many more of our clients, you've had enough shit difference panels being judged for XYZ. It's not the nicest or best feeling. We've chosen this option to be the most efficient for yourself and everybody else that we are dealing with and helping get the recognition that you all deserve. So before I do conclude this phone call, Mary, I do just need to take one step back and just go through some funding options with yourself that my colleague Gemma might have already said to you about 2 weeks ago. I do apologise that it is a little bit repetitive in regards to being told to you again, but I just have to do this from my side of things with my compliance team. Once this is done, I'll formally ask you if you're happy to proceed with MMA Legal as your law firm moving forward, and I shall leave you to enjoy a nice day this afternoon. Does that sound good?
That's fine, yeah.
Perfect, Mary, thank you. So Mary, when it comes to the Scottish Redress application, you do have 3 options when it comes to the funding. Option 1 is you can apply for this application yourself without the law firm or a solicitor to represent you, and that's just obviously gathering your own evidence and present your own case to the Scottish Government. Option 2 is that there are other law firms and solicitors out there within England and Scotland who participate in the Scottish Government Legal Fee Scheme, where they are paid £2,000 per case for each case that they deal with when it comes to the redress scheme. So whether they win, lose or draw the case, they don't charge a fee amongst that, but that's all they're paid out is the £2,000. With ourselves being option 3, we're a private and independent law firm. So what we do is we work on a no-win, no-fee basis. So if for whatever reason the case doesn't go in our favour, we won't come in and chase you for any financial fees and cause any stress or burdens on yourself. When it comes to the case and the compensation, we do take a charge of 16% plus VAT, which is 19.2%, and that's a capped percentage. So it doesn't matter on what compensation you may receive, we won't come chasing for any more or higher fees, anything like that. We just obviously want to be paid for what was rightly owed towards presenting your case and fighting for your case when it comes to the Scottish Government.
Okay,
Mary. So with obviously then 3 options being read out to yourself, are you happy to use MMA Legal as your representative moving forward?
Yes, that's fine.
Perfect, Mary. Thank you very much. One last thing, my colleague Gemma, she may have told you this, but there's a cooling off period that was put on your case file, which is 2 weeks. That has expired. It expired on the 27th, but all that meant was during the initial phone call on the 27th, you had 2 weeks to, rip up the agreement, go elsewhere, do what you needed to do other than use MMA Legal. Obviously, you have stated there that you are happy to use this and we're happy to proceed with your case. But if you need a little bit more time to think or anything like that, would you like me to extend this or are you happy just to proceed?
No, I'm just happy to proceed with it.
Okay, perfect. Well, we're happy to and we're happy to help you and get to the bottom of this and pay back what's rightly owed to yourself. Okay, so as I said, this is going to be a long journey, but I'm here along the way. If you've got any questions, feel free to give me a call. But before I let you go today, is there any questions that you'd like to ask me?
No, that's fine. You've been helpful there.
Perfect. I'm glad to have for you, Mary. As I said, I'm only a phone call away if you need anything. If you want an update in your own time, you're more than welcome to give us a call. But as I said, you should hear from me within the next 4 to 5 weeks now.
Okay, then. That's fine. Thank you.
Not a problem, Mary. As I said, my name's Adam, and don't forget to save the numbers for when we next call you.
Okay, okay. Thank you very much.
Not a problem. Have a lovely afternoon, Mary. It's been lovely speaking to you.
You too. Thank you.
Cheers. Thank you. Bye now.
Bye.
Bye-bye.